And we're live with, again, with Ford, of course, from Video Breakers, producer of Video Breakers over at OVN TV, Channel 53. So tell me about, of course, you being producer of Video Breakers.
Well, it's just been a wonderful project working with Video Breakers and starting Video Breakers, which I'm the co-founder and owner, and I have partners, me and Breeze and Ron, and us doing this venture with OVN TV, man. This is great.
Of course. And so how did you get the concept of Video Breakers? Because it comes after my show. Now I'm on OVN as well, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And it comes right after my show, Evenings with Derek Shapiro.
Yeah.
So how did you get the concept?
I'm pretty much real hip to the music industry, and I do a lot of consulting management, so I was kind of already into like the strategy of how DJs break records, and I came up with a way of trying to be able to do a show where we break videos for independent artists, so therefore we could showcase a lot of new artists, new upcoming artists, and break their videos and do a top 10 countdown, and you know, and let a lot of independent artists get a lot of advertisement and exposure on Video Breakers.
Awesome. So it's all about the underground musicians and featuring celebrities' videos with that?
We had a lot of major different artists on Video Breakers. We had a local artist in Atlanta, Baby D. He came out to support Video Breakers. We had him on the show a while back. We also had Bo Hagan. He's signed with Lil Jon and BME, and he came out to support. We had a lot of young producers and upcoming songwriters to come get on the show too as well, and we had a lot of different artists from different genres to come out.
Awesome, yeah. You just recently had Jameson on there as well.
Yeah.
I took one of your guests, and he was on my this past week on OVN, and he's going to be on my next week's show on the Derek Shapiro Show right here.
Yeah.
Next Saturday, a week from tonight, Jameson will be on the episode 58 with Holly Robinson Pete, and of course, he'll be on the DSS TV station, my other network, next Sunday at 7 p.m.
Great,
when you get these artists and this. When they're trying to break through, how does it make you feel that they thank you and everything?
It makes me feel pretty good. It's just a tremendous feeling to be able to help get them exposure. And now Video Breakers being one of the top shows independently that's about to launch and be major, you know, they feel the impact of Video Breakers. They like the concept of Video Breakers. We actually put together a nice trailer for Video Breakers, pretty much set up like in competition really with 106 and Park, but not pretty much in competition, but just something similar, but a little edgy and a little different, you know, for the southern market, you know, which, you know, that's up north and, you know, up in New York, so we bring it something where people that's in the entertainment business can come down south and they can actually get on the show and introduce videos and be able to get exposure.
Sure. Well, all right, so we'll come back with Ford, we'll play some more music, of course, and next up I want to play is Nickelback, of course, Music Appreciation Show. What do you think about Nickelback, by the way?
I think it's pretty good, man. I'm like a big fan.
Awesome. All right, well, we'll come back with Ford and just